Good evening.
Has joined.
Anna.
Has joined.
We are studying or learning from verse 280, section 20. From the Salam commentary on the Zohar and Parashat Vayera. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud, and this is a very unusual verse. Lashem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte beit hilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu le'achta Lashem yudhe bavavhe v'yeshuva. Starting over, because I got lost in my own thoughts going in seven directions. Yud Hey Vav Hey. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urkimu Udhilu Udhilu Urkimu Le'akta L'shem Yud Hey Bavav Hey Le'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Elohino Elena Maseya Deno Penene Elena Maseya Deno Penenehu. Pasuk 280, if you look at this Pasuk, a whole bunch of Hebrew letters with quote signs in the middle of them. And you'll begin to realize what they are as I begin to read them. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka heta he zayo ala da a wa he he a he le rishon yo zala me be he he re yo Kome la awa kala yo la wawa pe la mula ha yo 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 me la hey 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 wa helik sheni meuta hey hey a yo reta shia hey re yo yo awa me. Laka be washi re yo he wa la he he kawako menu da elekshelishi anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ka awala yo la he sa ala re yo ashila me yo he Chelek Revi'i Wahe Wadanu Yo He He Shi Ame Me Nunu Anu Yota Me Be He Pe Wai Yo Nu Me Me Yo Yo La He Re He Me Tza Re Chelek Chamishi Wame Be Yo He He Anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko la yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me he lek shi baruch shem kavod mahuto leolam waed. Does anybody recognize what this is?
Seven to nines.
The 72 names. you don't usually see them with the quotes in them. But when you see them in writing, in the verses, not in the verses, but in the when you're writing about them, you do see them this way. But it also is it has these terms, helik rishon, helik sheni, meaning first section, second section, and so forth. And it essentially divides them by 12s. There are six sections delineated, 12 at a time.
Has joined.
So here is the translation. Wahe Wav Yud Lamed Yud Samach Yud Tet Ayin Lamed Mem Mem He Shin Lamed He Lamed He Aleph Kaf Aleph Kaf He Ta He Zayin Yud Aleph Lamed Dalet Lamed Aleph Vav He He Ayin. First part. Yud Zayin Lamed Mem Bet Hey Hey Resh Yud Hey Kaf Mem Lamed Aleph Vav Kaf Lamed Yud Lamed Vav Vav Hey 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 Lamed Nun Lamed Kaf Yud 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 Mem Lamed Hey Chet Hey Vav. Second part. Nun Taf Hey Aleph Aleph Hey Aleph Aleph Yud Resh Tav Shin Aleph Hey Resh Yud Yud Aleph Av Mem Lameth Kaf Bet Vav Shin Resh Yud Chet Vav Lamed Hey Chet Kaf Vav Kaf Mem Nun Dalad. Third part. Aleph Nun Yud Chet Ayin Mem Resh Hey Ayin Yud Yud Zayin Hey, 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 mem, yud, kaf, vav, vav, lamed, yud, lamed, hey, samach, aleph, lamed, ayin, resh, yud, ayin, shin, lamed, mem, yud, hey. Fourth part, vav, hey, vav, dalad, nun, yud, hey, het, shin, ayin, mem, mem, nun, nun, aleph, nun, yud, taf, mem, bet, hey. Hey Vav Yud Nun Mem Mem Yud Yud Lamed Hey Resh Chet Mem Tzadi Resh. Fifth part. Vav Mem Bet Yud Hey Hey Ayin Nun Vav Mem Chet Yud Dalet Mem Bet Mem Nun Kof Aleph Yud Ayin Chet Bet Vav Resh Aleph Hey Yud Mem Bet Yud bet mem, hey yud yud mem bav mem. Sixth part. Blessed is the name of His glorious kingdom forever and ever.
Amen.
And Rabbi Ashlag's comments: the verse is clear as written. There is no Rabbi Ashlag's comments. I hope you noticed, I'm pointing it out to you, when I read this with the root vowels, I read the letters with the root vowels, that was one level of energy. When I read the letters with their names, it's a lower level of energy, it's less intense. Most people don't. Most people who have psychic abilities, as children in the Western world, they are taught to suppress that connection, that those feelings, intuitions. But as you start to study the Kabbalah, you start to do meditations, you start to make the connections that connection to the feelings, the psychic level feelings, comes back. And you begin to notice these differences in intensity. Does anybody have any questions or comments or thoughts that they would like to express about verse 280?
What's the significance of having all the names of Hashem in that one verse? Is that where the 72 names came from that verse?
Not from the verse in the Zohar, but the previous verse in 279, it told us where the 72 names came from. If you read in 279, it tells you that the verses, the names, the 72 names come from the Exodus chapter 14, verses 19, 20, and 21. But they don't go together in the normal way. The normal way would be you start from right to left and you go from across. You have 72 names starting with the right. Mm-hmm. First letter is in the first verse. The second letter is in the second verse. And then the third letter is in the third verse. But if you do it in the straight order, you're going to get the 72 names that are revealed by the Tzaddikim. But here the Zohar comes and reveals it in a totally different way, which is that the first verse goes from right to left, but the second verse goes from left to right and from the bottom up. And that's what this verse is teaching us, to notice it that way. So, as an example, the first of the 72 names is Vav He Vav, which we pronounce Wah He Wah. The first of the names that are revealed by the seven by the Tzaddikim is Vav Vav Vav, which we pronounce Wah Wah Wah. Where did they come from? They all come from these three verses from Exodus, chapter 14, verses 19, 20, and 21. But they come in a different order. The way you put them in different orders creates different names. Now, when you have three letters, you have six possibilities. But frequently, you'll find that the three letters, two of them are the same letter. So then you only have four possibilities. And we only utilize two of the six possibilities because we know that coming from the Zohar, it's positive, it's holy. And when revealed by the Tzaddikim, it's holy. So, you heard her look. It's 7:45. So, it's just the more you learn about the two different sets of names and why we use the two sets, because we know they're holy when they're presented this way. But the other four, they're also possibilities. But are they holy? Are they mundane? Or chas v'shalom, are they from the negative system? We have to evaluate that. Any other questions or comments or thoughts?
We never see the Zadokim in other places. And I've wondered about that. And any time it's the 72 names, it's always the...
It's always the normal one from the Zohar.
Right. And quite a while back, I did a search on the 72 names of the Zadokim, and there was nothing that came up other than, you know, what we could hear.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, I was just glad that you mentioned, because I do remember that one time Malk and I were questioning that. And so at least it's on this recording now.
Yes. Well, I will explain a little bit more.
Okay.
The Tzaddik who revealed it was Luzzatto. And what he said is, if you count the 248 words that are in the Shema, you have 6 words in the Shema Yisrael line. You have 6 words in the Baruch Shem line, for a total of 12 in those 2 lines. Then you have a paragraph, the Ahavta, which is 42 words. And Rabbi Luzzatto said, when you look at the 42 words of the Ahavta, you should have the intention, the kavanah, of the letters of the Anabekoah, because there are 42 letters in the Anabekoah. Then the next paragraph, which starts out, I believe, with Lechaya, has 72 words. And so you should meditate, have the Kavanah, that as you say those 72 words, you have the Kavanah of the 72 names of God. And then the third paragraph has 50 words, which connects you to the 50 gates of Bina. And the Kavanah is to have the letters of the 4 letters of Echie, Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey. And so over each one of those 50 words, the first of them is the 72nd name from the 72 words. Then you have 48 words of the 50. And so your intention is the first word is an aleph, second word is a hey, the third word is a yud, the fourth word is a hey, and then you just repeat echie, aleph hey yud hey, 12 times. That leaves the 50th word, which is the beginning of another 72 words, and that last 72 words, you have the intention of the 72 names that was revealed by Rabbi Luzzatto, but it's referred to as the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim, and that's where you utilize them, because they are representing the level of Malchut of the 72 names. Now, we just read those last few verses in the Zohar, this idea that there were 70 angels, and it relates that it's a connection to the 72, and that the structure is there are 70 angels connected to Zeranpin and 70 angels connected to Malchut. That's what we read in the previous few verses. And so the structure is, within the Shema, The first paragraph of the Ahavta represents the world of Bria. Then the next paragraph of 72 words represents Zeranpin. But then you go back up to Bina for the paragraph of 50 words, and then you go to the level of Malchut. And so the 72 names connects to paragraph of Zeranpin, and the 72 names from the Sadikim connects to the paragraph of Malchut. And you have this consciousness of your coming down and going back up and coming down. It's a whole run and return, which is a term that comes out of the Sefer Yetzirah.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you buy a Siddur from the Kabbalah Center, their Shema has these letters imprinted over the words of the Shema, so that as you read the Shema, you can see the letter that you need to have the Kavanah about. And you will find it to be in a very different aspect. Or you can create your own Shema doing it that way. And I ran into trouble when I tried to convert a page of a Siddur to an electronic file. They wouldn't let me do it at Kinko's when I tried to do it a number of years ago.
It seems like I've read it somewhere in one of your handouts. Is it the one on the bedtime Shema, maybe? Because I remember this explanation.
No, I've given the explanation before and on recordings, but I've never put it on the website as a printed form because I couldn't scan it. I didn't have a scanner, and I didn't have that. When I tried to do it in public, I was stopped. But that's the source of why we use the two and what they represent. And, you know, but I've never put it to the Shema in a written form on the website. I'm not sure that I was speaking slow enough that you could make notes of what I was saying, but hopefully, if you want me to clarify it some more, please just ask. Because it's really good to learn this. And becoming sensitized to the energy flow from the letters the different ways, it's also very good to do.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Not right now.
Well, we're almost out of time.
Okay. I think listening to the recording the second time, I do take notes, you know, first paragraph, second paragraph, that kind of thing. But
yes,
a second time can go fill in with a little bit more detail. But I know I've seen this on a handout somewhere, and I really haven't seen anything about the 72 names for the Tzadikim other than in your materials. So, I have a notebook on the Bitram Shema, the four deaths, and the weapons of warfare in one notebook. So it may be in there. And if I find it, I'll...
That would be where it would be. One thing I would recommend that I I just realized the way it's presented on this handout of section 20, you have these six paragraphs, but it really should be, you see the 12 names, and then it should be a line that says part one. Then you see 12 more names, and it says part two. Then 12 more names in part three. But the way it's written, it appears that the first part is really connected to the second 12 set of names. And that's not correct.
Okay.
But while we're not really addressing the issue, I mentioned it briefly yesterday, but the 72 is factored into 6 times 12. So there are 6 names to go with every month. And if you have 30 days in a month, you have 5 days for each of the 6 names that are connected to the month. And that's how you arrive at your personal name based on the day of the month you were born. So Nisan is the first 12 names, which is part one of this presentation. ER is the second 12 names, which is part two. Sivan is the third set of 12, which is part three, and so forth. And each of those 12 set of 12 relates to the individual month.
Also, several years ago, I ordered the Haggadah from Kabbalah Center.
Right.
And it was this Passover that I noticed that my 72 name was right there in with the plagues, okay, which I was really delving into. So I tried to get another one, so that one I could make notes off on, but when it came, it was a different edition. So it wasn't, the page numbers weren't the same. But,
that's been known to happen with them.
You know, and my name was on it, my personal 72 name, and so was Malka's on the same page. Of course, hers is a different one, but has to do with the one that we use instead of pronouncing Haman's name at Purim.
At Purim.
And see, I feel like if that's your 72 name, that you have more, I don't know if I'm expressing it correctly, but this is what I feel, or I should say my intuition, would mean that you'd have more energy maybe in your prayer life over negativity. That each one deals with something, and I think when you find out what yours is, which is easy by going to the website, the Yishem website,
right.
And the more you study it, that you just get more information. I don't know quite how to word it. I just know that
you worded it correctly. You get more information. More information can be made available, and then you can utilize it in your life.
Right.
We are out of time, Sam. So if we want, you can do this tomorrow. We can do it again, or if we want to go on, you'll let me know.
Okay.
Everybody have a beautiful evening, and we have a Tikkuni Zohar class starting at 7 o'clock West Coast time.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Shalom.
Oh, hi, Brandy.
Hey.